At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with a couple of folks who have just come out of one of our committee meetings, the Joint Evaluation Committee. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves, and we're going to start over here with you, Glenn.
Hi, Chuck. I'm Glenn Tonzer, faculty member at Kansas State University.
And next,
Ted Schroeder, Kansas State University.
And also you, James.
Jim Mintert from Purdue University.
Well, you guys just did this presentation on beef demand drivers. I think it's a very interesting subject that cattle producers would like to know about, and I'm sure we had some of those dollars that they invest to help fund this type of work. Who would like to start to tell us what it is that you, you know, what's the purpose of what you were trying to do?
What our study was intending to do was provide the beef board and the beef industry with a forward-looking understanding of the drivers of beef demand looking into the next 5 to 10 years, as well as what the industry and the checkoff in particular can do to help influence and drive and help guide the industry towards enhancing the factors that are most important in that demand story.
How long has it taken to put that study together to get to being able to do a report like this?
We started this study in November of 2012 and finished it up here really just very recently, and it's hot off the press as we talk about it today.
What are some of the key takeaways that you guys got?
The core recommendation we had is for the industry to place very high priority on food safety, product quality oriented issues. In particular, those two broad demand drivers were found to have a notable impact on beef demand, and there's optimism, particularly amongst beef experts we surveyed, that both those areas are positively open to be influenced, or it's feasible to influence their impact on beef demand. So we ultimately recommend that food safety and product quality be a high priority for demand enhancement strategies going forward.
Kind of looking at that conversely, did you find some things that maybe, I don't want to say were surprising, but that maybe aren't as big of a driver as would have been expected or something?
Well, we looked at 7 broad determinants of demand, and so we ranked them. And I guess I want to caution and say that just because something was near the bottom of those 7 doesn't mean it's unimportant. But it does mean it's less important than some of the other factors that we examined. And, you know, one of the factors that came up perhaps a little less important than that some of us were thinking going into the study was that consumers' decisions that they make with respect to beef consumption and beef purchases are not motivated perhaps as highly by what we categorized as social concerns, perhaps as much as a lot of people thought. So that was a little bit of a surprise, not a huge one, but it was a little bit of a surprise, and I think will help the industry prioritize going forward, because I think there's been a lot of discussion in the industry with respect to how important of a driver that is on the part of consumers, and our study really kind of comes back and says, as Glenn indicated, the industry probably should focus its efforts a little more heavily on food safety and product quality. And maybe the third thing to think about is making sure that the industry is still very competitive on a price basis with other food sources, especially the other competing proteins.
Did you look at or come up with any ways to accomplish or to go about using those drivers or how they might use them? Or is it just more, these are the things now you need to kind of figure out next step is, well, okay, so what do we do next, you know?
Well, you know, one thing that obviously comes out of this is that you have to first invest in protocols that will ensure safety. I mean, that's an obvious sort of outcome, that if safety is a high priority and it's an on-off switch for consumers, you have to have in place a good scientific base to be able to have integrity and trust in the product, maintain that. So, I mean, that's one that the industry is already spending a lot of time on and a lot of investment in. And our study would say it's well spent. It's dollars well spent. And it's and another dimension of this is that back to some of the comments about there isn't a prescriptive fix for all of these issues or the things the industry wants to think about. Everyone in the industry, whether it's a seed stock, genetic supplier, an input supplier, whether a feedlot, a processor, a retailer, food preparer, even the consumer themselves, have opportunity and impact in what the product ends up being like. Food safety components of it, the quality aspects of a product. We can take a product and influence those attributes at really every sector of the industry. So the action points are saying go forward with focusing on safety and quality dimensions vertically throughout the industry.
Well, we certainly are seeing some budgetary challenges in the industry that has affected the checkoff. So even though there's an expense to do this type of research, it really is wise because that helps you then, I don't want to say narrow your focus, but make sure that you are hitting the right drivers in this case to make best use of those dollars, right?
I agree entirely. You know, one of the first things we note in our study is just the influential role of beef demand. So even in an era of tight budgets, it's very important to appreciate the role of consumer beef demand. And I always argue that that underlies how strong cattle prices are when I'm talking to livestock producers. It determines the size of the economic pie, if you like, for the industry. So it's critical despite, right, budgetary concerns. In recognition of budgetary concerns, hopefully what we've done is help provide some insight on areas to place higher priority to make best use of those limited resources.
Is there a way for, if somebody's interested and would like more information about your study, is there a way they can find that information?
Yeah, the complete study is available on the Beef Board's website. If you go to the Beef Board website and look at the menu on the left-hand side, one of the items you can select is evaluation. If you click on that, once you do that, it'll be highlighted, and you can ask download a summary, a fairly short, concise summary of the research we provided the board. You can also get all the details as well, so you can go as deep as you'd like. But that information is all available on the Beef Board's website.
Do you see that there might be a need to do some follow-up to this study?
Yeah, beef demand is a dynamic thing. The world changes, and so does beef demand. So, yes, I do think there's a lot more work to be done. And, again, one of the things we noted in our study was actually areas for future research. You know, not all that's going to be done tomorrow, but we did try to provide some guidance in that regard as well.
Anything else you'd like folks to know about the work that you've done we didn't touch on here?
I think the key message here is, first of all, it's well worth investing in beef demand enhancement and understanding. This whole industry's profitability story is driven by new consumer demand opportunities. And so, honestly, the prosperity of the industry hinges heavily upon robust demand. And so it is something that is critical and something every player in the industry truly does need to understand and need to be engaged in, trying to help this industry and help lead the demand advancement.
Thank you very much, guys, for visiting with me here to talk about the work that you've done. We've been visiting at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.